Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire, who provides electricity in Dakula and why you can't shop around. If you've just moved to Dakula and you're looking for the best electricity deal, stop. There isn't one to find. Here's how George's system actually works, who serves this area, and where the real savings are. The most common question new residents ask about utilities has an unusually blunt answer: you don't get to choose. The 1973 law that decides it. The Georgia Territorial Electric Service Act, enacted March 29, 1973, divides the entire state into exclusive electric service territories. Every geographic area in Georgia was either assigned to a specific supplier or declared unassigned. The stated purposes were practical: deliver retail electric service efficiently and economically, avoid duplicating power lines, sight lines in ways compatible with the environment, and protect lines already lawfully built. The consequence for households is simple. Your physical address determines your electric provider, and you cannot switch. Not if a neighbor pays less. Not if you find a better advertised rate. Georgia is a regulated retail market, the opposite of Texas or New York. The one exception: customers with connected loads of 900 kilowatts or greater, roughly the scale of a large commercial or industrial facility, get a one-time choice of supplier under the Act. That threshold is far above any household. For scale, 900 kilowatts is often compared to the size of a modern grocery store. There are narrower exceptions too. Corridor rights can apply when one supplier's line crosses another's assigned territory, within 300 feet of the line inside city limits, or 500 feet outside, and eligibility can turn on whether a property sat inside city limits as of March 29, 1973. These are edge cases that require a determination by the suppliers involved, and they don't help a typical homeowner. Who's assigned what? Three kinds of supplier operate under the Act. Electric Membership Corporations, EMCS, not-for-profit cooperatives owned by their customers. Georgia's EMCS are allocated 71% of the state's land area. Georgia Power, an investor-owned utility serving roughly 2.7 million customers, mostly in metro Atlanta and populated parts of central, south, and coastal Georgia. Municipal Electric Systems, city-run utilities. Dakula has two main providers, and your street decides. This is the part that surprises people who assume one town means one utility. Both Jackson EMC and Georgia Power serve Dakula. Which one serves your home depends on where in Dakula you are. Two houses a short drive apart can sit on entirely different utilities, different rates, different bills, and different places to take a complaint. Jackson EMC is a member-owned cooperative whose 10-county territory includes Gwinnett and Barrow. Its nearest district office is in Lawrenceville. Georgia Power is an investor-owned utility regulated by the Georgia Public Service Commission, serving roughly 2.7 million customers statewide. Walton EMC, another member-owned cooperative, also serves parts of Gwinnett County. Because territory lines follow the 1973 assignments rather than city boundaries or subdivision lines, the only reliable way to know who serves a specific address is to check directly, and don't assume based on what someone across town pays. Three ways. Look at the bill. The current provider is on the previous owner's or tenant's statement. Call the provider you think serves you and give them the address. Contact the Georgia Public Service Commission at 404-656-4501, the state's official authority on utility service. An important distinction about oversight. Georgia Power's rates are set through the Georgia Public Service Commission, an elected body that holds rate cases in public. EMC rates work differently. Because cooperatives are owned by their members, their rates are set by a board elected by those members rather than through PSC rate proceedings. That means the accountability mechanism for an EMC customer isn't a PSC hearing, it's a board election and an annual meeting. If you're a Jackson EMC member, you're an owner. Most members never vote. where the savings actually are. Since you can't shop for a provider, the levers that remain are usage, insulation, HVAC efficiency, water heating, and thermostat management. Rate plans and programs offered by your provider, including efficiency programs and any time of use options. Assistance programs if you qualify. Natural gas, which, unlike electricity, is deregulated in Georgia and genuinely competitive. That's covered separately. Anyone selling you a cheaper electricity plan for a Dacola home is either confused or selling something other than electricity. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DacolaWire.com.